2024 December Semi-Annual Training. Week 20. Day 1. Morning Nourishment. Galatians 1:4. Who gave himself for our sins that he might rescue us out of the present evil age according to the will of our God and Father. Genesis 3:15. And I will put enmity between you and the woman and between your seed and her seed. Galatians 4:4. But when the fullness of the time came, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under law. The most evil thing, according to Galatians, is to distract people from Christ. God's will is to reveal Christ into us, to have Christ live in us, and to have Christ formed in us. This is God's purpose. God's intention is to work Christ into us, but Satan's subtlety is to use religion to keep us away from Christ. It appears good and cultured, yet religion separates more people from Christ than anything else does. To be religious is considered as approved and commendable behavior. Yet Paul says in Galatians 5 that to be religious is to be separated from Christ, to be fallen from grace. If we have God's point of view, we will see that anything that separates people from Christ is evil. Even the most moral, ethical, and religious things are evil in the eyes of God, because they separate us from the indwelling Christ. Today's reading. The promises given by God concerning Christ as our Redeemer and Savior are all regarding a seed, the seed of the woman, the seed of Abraham, and the seed of David. These three seeds are promised in the Old Testament, but in the New Testament, Christ as the fulfillment of these seeds has come. Matthew 1:1 says, "The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham." Many names are mentioned in this genealogy, but Jesus is called only the seed of the woman, Mary, the seed of David, and the seed of Abraham. The divine economy and the divine dispensing are seen in the promises of God's anticipated redemption and salvation. The first promise is the promise of the seed of the woman, who was the son born of a virgin. The promise of the seed of the woman was given immediately after Adam's fall. The promise of the seed of the woman refers to the incarnated Christ. Mary, a female descendant of King David, became the mother of the promised Christ and the mother of the seed of the woman. Christ as the seed of the woman implies that the complete God became a perfect man through the dispensing of himself into humanity. In eternity past, God remained in himself. But at one point he made a counsel not to remain in himself any longer. He desired to bring his divinity into humanity, and he prophesied concerning his desire in Genesis 3:15. However, this promise was not fulfilled until Mary conceived in Matthew 1. Because he was very patient, our God was silent for 4,000 years. At the time of the Lord's incarnation, God did not come to visit man as he had done with Adam. This time he entered into the womb of a virgin, remained there for 9 months, and was born of her to be a God-man. As a man, he is Emmanuel, God with us. Through incarnation God dispensed himself into humanity. Today on the earth the dispensing of God himself into humanity includes not only Christ but also all his believers. Hallelujah! Christ is the God-man, and we also are God-men. The purpose of the seed of the woman, the son born of a virgin, was to destroy Satan and to save the believers in Christ from sin and death. To bruise the head of the serpent is to destroy the serpent. Through his death Christ destroyed the devil. Since Adam's fall, three things have bothered mankind: Satan, sin, and death. In his death and resurrection Christ destroyed Satan and saved his believers from sin and death. This is the end of today's morning revival.